On our first night in Pyongyang, the karaoke girls in the restaurant sang a jaunty song called Socialism is Our Thing. Socialism is our thing, they sang, since the people chose it, and socialism makes people's lives a paradise. That boundless, blind confidence set the tone for this heavily stage-managed trip. This was a visit designed to show North Korea as it would like to be seen.
This is the grand monument to Man Sil here, and every morning I come here and pay respect.
Stirring music swirled in the background as guide Kim Hyang-mi spoke. This 60-foot bronze statue to the country's founder, Kim Il-sung, was the first stop in our whirlwind tour of the personality cult of Kim. He towers over Pyongyang, where he's omnipresent, despite his death 15 years ago. We were spun around monument after monument, all erected to glorify the man known as the great leader and his son and successor in this bizarre communist dynasty, the dear leader Kim Jong-il. Last year, he was reported to have suffered a stroke, sparking concern about his succession. But in Pyongyang, no one talks about that. Instead, in vast Kim Il-sung Square, tour guide Oh Kum-suk talks about one of the happiest days of his life. It was the day he took part in a parade, marching through this square, holding a blazing torch.
My family is so excited. You know why? They can get the chance to see the dear leader, Kim Jong-un. Come on, Kim Jong-un. So exciting.
A spectacular fireworks display in April is rumoured to have been orchestrated by Kim Jong-il's favoured successor, his youngest son, 26-year-old Kim Jong-un. His name is now widely known in North Korea compared to a year ago, but it's not mentioned in public. In 5 days here, only one person directly answered a question about the man known as the Young General. That was Kim Sun-hee, a state-sponsored artist who spent 6 months capturing the fireworks display on canvas. Her words echo the much-repeated idea of single-hearted unity, melding the minds of the leader, the party and the masses.
Kim Jong-un 회장이 저직해도 그것은 인민들의 마음을 담아서
Oh yeah, if the young general Kim Jong-un organized this fireworks, it is all the minds of all the people.
Nowadays, his father, Kim Jong-il, is firmly back in control. Just 5 days ago, he was seen bear-hugging Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao at a lavish welcoming ceremony at the airport. Some believe his succession has been put on hold. It could just be proving too divisive, according to Leonid Petrov, a North Korea watcher at Sydney University visiting Pyongyang.
Kim Jong-un has in the past months got great popularity among the younger representatives within the army, within the party, as opposed to the old guard. Here we can see a sort of brewing conflict, which at the moment is not visible, but within elite they probably detected some signs of interest in reform, change, experimentation, and think that Kim Jong-il decided simply to put it on hold. The family is not interested in any change.
Moves towards economic liberalization, too, are being rolled back. This spring, North Korea aired its first television commercial ever, for Taedonggang beer. That ad was shown for a few weeks but is no longer running. The authorities have also tightened control on local markets, limiting their opening hours and restricting who's allowed to work there. Leonid Petrov says the regime is clamping down on private enterprise, driving it underground.
Back in 2003, Pyongyang looked like one big market. Now we can see there's no trade on the streets. Trade and market and commercial activity is deemed to be something ideologically contaminating, something alien to the very nature of socialist society.
Instead, to reassert political control, a series of mass mobilization campaigns are underway. Loudspeakers play rousing music, while street banners trumpet the latest 100-day campaign. This was launched days after the 150-day campaign ended. It encompasses urban beautification projects, a drive to increase production, and ideological education. Guide Kim Hyang-mi is confident of the campaign's success.
It means within 100 days, we'll have a rapid progress in economic, culture and everything.
These campaigns featured in the Mass Games, the highlight and eeriest part of our trip. Tens of thousands of performers dance in perfect unison. Behind them, thousands of schoolchildren flip coloured cards simultaneously, creating a living backdrop glorifying the achievements of the regime. Control and discipline is all. The individual is entirely subsumed by the masses. This astonishing display serves to keep people busy, distracting them from daily hardship or dissent. For with reforms reversed, it appears North Korea is rolling back the clock as it looks to the future.